Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, sebuah proyek bernilai jutaan dolar dari University of Melbourne dan La Trobe University tengah menyusun sejarah dokumenter terbesar tentang Australia dari sudut pandang penduduk pribumi. Nguraninti, yang berarti mengenal rumah, merupakan yang pertama dari jenisnya yang bertujuan untuk menantang pemahaman umum tentang sejarah Australia sebagaimana diceritakan melalui sudut pandang kolonial. Sydney Lang melaporkannya untuk Anda. Sering dikatakan bahwa sejarah ditulis oleh para pemenang. Memang, selama beberapa generasi, pendidikan dan pemahaman umum tentang sejarah Australia bagi banyak orang telah sempit dalam cakupan dan terbatas dalam penyertaan perspektif bangsa pribumi. Sejarah dan kolonisasi Australia dan masyarakat pribumi lebih sering diceritakan melalui sudut pandang kolonial dalam buku, karya seni, dan dokumen yang disusun dan diselesaikan oleh sejarawan non-pribumi. Saat ini, sebuah proyek baru yang sedang berlangsung di University of Melbourne dan La Trobe University bertujuan untuk mengubah hal tersebut.
This is a vitally important project because it does ask Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people what they think of history and what they see as most important in the story of Australia. So we are pushing the boundaries of what Australian history is and should be. It is a documentary history, but we are moving beyond simply going to archival collections and researching pieces of paper to include documents that Indigenous people themselves may see as important. So artifacts, artworks, country itself and the stories that country tells people about Australia's ancient past.
Itu adalah suara Profesor Barry Judd, keturunan suku Pican Cacara dari sudut pandang pribumi.
This means an opportunity to curate a collection of national and global significance that presents the history of Australia from an Indigenous perspective. I think it's wrong to talk about Aboriginal and colonial histories. The truth of the last two centuries is a shared truth, but it's also true to say that that history has almost never been told from an Indigenous perspective, and this collection will do that.
Profesor Judd mengatakan, editor regional akan berkonsultasi dengan komunitas pribumi dalam memilih dokumen, memastikan kepemimpinan dan arahan aborigin selama proses berlangsung. Dia mengatakan, ini adalah koleksi dokumenter terbesar yang berfokus pada aborigin yang pernah diproduksi. Catherine Ellinghouse adalah Associate Professor Sejarah di La Trobe University dan juga merupakan salah satu pemimpin proyek tersebut.
We've put together an incredible team of regional editors spread across four regions, the west, the center, the northeast and the southeast. And each of those people are incredible experts in their fields. They are scholars from a whole range of disciplines and also some curators in the mix. And they have extensive networks and experience with working with Indigenous communities. So we're reaching into our networks and into their networks to be able to consult with communities across Australia to try to see what kind of documents, broadly defined, that they would like to include in the collection.
Para direktur proyek berharap koleksi akhir akan disimpan di sekolah-sekolah dan perpustakaan di seluruh Australia dengan versi cetak dan digital tersedia sebagai sumber daya bagi siswa, guru, dan siapapun yang ingin belajar. Profesor Ellinghouse mengatakan prioritasnya adalah memberikan ke sekolah-sekolah dan daerah-daerah dengan jumlah siswa pribumi yang besar.
We also are thinking of doing things like maybe an app or some educational resources so that teachers will feel empowered to use it in classrooms. But we're really hoping it will be a ubiquitous resource, a new way of understanding Australian history that will be used all over the place and to be part of a really better understanding of our history in this country and that will help us move forward as a nation.
karena banyak dokumen yang tersisa dari penjajahan awal di Australia dibuat oleh pejabat kolonial, penjelajah, dan politisi, proyek ini menekankan bahwa istilah dokumen didefinisikan secara luas. Profesor Emeritus Latrobe Richard Broom juga merupakan salah satu pemimpin proyek ini.
We're trying to take a broad view of what a document is. Historians have often thought of documents as just pieces of text they find in manuscript collections or government archives. But we're wanting documents to be community voices. They might be oral histories and things, or even paintings and artworks, so that the community has a means of expressing what they want to say about their past in their own terms and in the way they'd like to do it. And so in a sense we're revolutionising what you would think of as a documentary collection in history.
Richard Broom mengatakan konsultasi masyarakat bertujuan untuk memberikan otonomi atas sejarah Australia kembali kepada penduduk asli Australia untuk memahami bagaimana mereka dipengaruhi dan terus dipengaruhi oleh keputusan di masa lalu.
We might give communities a piece of explorer's journal that said particular things about this community and say, what do you think about that? Or we might give them an act of parliament. That was an event in the past that shaped that community's outcomes and history. What does the community now think about it? And what do they want to say about this act of parliament that was put upon them? And so this has got the chance to say what they felt about it. And they weren't asked at the time.
Michelle Brown adalah seorang wanita Yinji Bandi dari wilayah Pilbara di Western Australia. Dengan latar belakang dalam kurasi dan penelitian seni, ia adalah salah satu editor regional proyek tersebut di Western Australia.
I think for me, I'd like to break down some stereotypes of Aboriginal people that the general Australian population might hold, and a way to connect with other Aboriginal people across Australia and with non-Aboriginal people, and ways that promotes understanding and maybe some towards a future of justice and equity.
Profesor Jude mengatakan ia berharap proyek ini akan memberikan semua warga Australia pemahaman yang lebih baik tentang rumah mereka.
I think it's very important to document this history. Most Australians, regardless of whether they're Indigenous or non-Indigenous, do not have a really good understanding of the history of Australia, ancient or modern, and this collection will provide an important resource from an Indigenous perspective that all Australians will be able to learn from.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Sydney Leng untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.